Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for November 20th, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, the Farm Service Agency restored the previous definitions of terms like active personnel management and significant contribution and related phrasing in a rule regarding farm program subsidy eligibility and payment limitations. FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce says the change is more of a correction. He says these revisions mean that members of a family farm operation are not subject to the more stringent management requirement applications to farming operations comprised of non-family members established in the 2014 Farm Bill and further supported by the 2018 Farm Bill. Thanksgiving is going to be different this year because of COVID-19. There is one tradition that continues this year, and it's the American Farm Bureau's annual survey on the cost of a classic Thanksgiving dinner. The 35th Farm Bureau survey says the average cost of this year's Thanksgiving dinner meal for 10 is $46.90. With more, this is Farm Bureau Chief Economist John Newton.
We've seen half pint of whipping cream. The price for that came in at $1.74. That was down 16% compared to year-ago levels, and I think really reflects what we've seen in the dairy industry and, quite frankly, the butter industry this year. So much butter went into the restaurant channels, and that has impacted butter demand. And as a result, we see more affordable whipping cream at the store this year. Some of our wheat products with higher prices, rolls, have gone up in price to $2.66 for a dozen. That's up 6% from last year. And we have seen higher wheat prices this year, and I think that contributes to some of that price change. The other thing that's interesting, price for the bone-in ham. We added ham a few years ago to expand and reflect that people have diversity during their Thanksgiving dinner. And the price for bone-in ham came in at $9.16, and that's unchanged from last year. And considering that wholesale ham prices are up nearly 30%, that's fantastic for the consumer.
Besides turkey, other foods that showed price declines included whipping cream and sweet potatoes. Foods with modest cost increases include dinner rolls, cubed bread stuffing, and also pumpkin pie mix. Rural America has experienced another difficult year, making a strong farm safety net essential to protecting America's food, fuel, and fiber supply. Crop insurance is the cornerstone of the safety net and provides a reliable risk management tool to American farmers and ranchers. Tom Zacharias is the president of the National Crop Insurance Services.
America's farmers and ranchers have experienced extreme weather and market uncertainties this year, as well as dealing with the effects of the pandemic. Throughout the year, crop insurance has been there to help farmers endure these hardships and help them manage their risk. Our industry is thankful to be a trusted partner with the farm community, and we're proud to help them protect more than 90% of planted acres in the U.S.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.